clearly not my 1,000th show because I'm still coughing on the air.
Listen, I mean, it's a milestone has been brought up this morning. We've kind of semi-kept track of these numbers throughout the years. It's such an arbitrary thing, kind of, you know, when you're counting show numbers. I mean, thousands
shows. What does arbitrary mean?
It doesn't, like, it's a number that doesn't necessarily mean much to a lot of people. But
it means something to you, right. And it means something to the listeners.
Like, I was thinking about this at home last night and got, like, oddly emotional about it all.
Aww.
Like, I mean, it's a funny thing because I think, you know, take my mind back to, like, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
I was teaching at the time and I loved the kids that I was teaching, but I found myself very unhappy and unfulfilled
mm-hmm.
in that job.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, kind of investigated something, you know, an itch that I'd wanted to scratch for a while, went and did radio school, and, you know, all of a sudden life took, like, a massive left turn. And so to go back and talk to that person now and think, you know, okay, you can actually make this decision and pull through here is quite the thing.
I think it's very inspiring, Damon.
Yeah.
I think what you did and what you have continued to do is commit to your passion. And that's something not everyone can do. And not everyone is fortunate enough for a number of reasons to be able to do that. But not everyone's brave enough either.
Mm.
And I think the fact that you did it later in life when you had other people to consider.
You're calling me old?
No, but I'm just trying to show some respect towards the fact that it wasn't as simple as it is for someone like myself who has no one to think about other than just me. Whereas you've got, you know, your beautiful wife, Lauren, you've got your kids, and that makes it a very different decision if you do want to, you know, take that leap of faith and start something new, which is what you did when you stepped into radio. Now here you are 1,000 shows later, which is, what did we say, 4.5 years?
Yeah, a lot of people made sacrifices in order to make that happen. So there's a lot of acknowledgement there as well.
I just think it's so inspirational. And I think it's really cool that you have continued to choose this because it isn't easy and not everyone can wake up at 3:30 in the morning and drive for an hour in the darkness to come and do a show, which for periods of time you also did by yourself, which is incredibly, incredibly challenging for those that don't understand radio.
Yeah, I don't know. I suppose it seems like an easy job, but when you break it down, it is a privilege to be able to spend each morning of ours with you.
Yeah.
And, you know, you welcome us into your cars, into your lives, into your workplaces, and that's something we don't take for granted. So, you know, when you think, okay, yeah, the hours suck.
Yeah,
there's nothing good about getting up at this time of the day. That is what keeps us coming back and doing more shows.
Oh, absolutely. And there's a lot that I want to say to you, Damon, but before I share my thoughts, feelings and loves for you, I have put something together and I would love you to take a listen.
All right, let's play this.
I've put it in.
Hello, Damon. It's Nana here. I've heard that it's your 1,000th show today. And I'm just ringing up to say congratulations. It's a long time, so, and you've been doing a very good job. And I love listening to you with Molly. And I hope that you have a lot more shows and so you'll reach your 2,000th show. What else can I say? Great listening. Bye.
Hi, it's Jenny from the newsroom here. Congratulations for your milestone, Damon. Awesome stuff. Never met a more passionate and hardworking radio announcer in my life. And I've come across a lot. You're on the ball, you have the facts, but you're also a heck of a lot of fun to work with. Looking forward to celebrating the 2,000th.
Hey, Chris Guscott here. Damon, congratulations on 1,000 shows. That does make you a little bit old, but congratulations nonetheless. Fantastic career. All the best.
Hi, Damon. It's Adam Connolly wishing you a very happy 1,000 breakfast shows. That is an amazing number and congratulations. You got your job by applying to fill in for me when I went on paternity leave. And when I got back, we both went for that breakfast roll and you got it. You got it. And from that day since, you've proven that it was your job to have. For at least 980 of those shows, you've proven it. And one day, we'll both be able to tell the time properly on radio. But until then, let's work at it and keep hustling and make sure that those people whose ears are listening to this enjoy each and every program for another 1,000 or 2,000. Who knows? You could be 80. Still doing this bloody show. I hope not. But, you know, Happy 1,000 shows. Love you, bloke, and enjoy today.
Hey, hey, it's Crystal here. Damon, you know my voice very well. I tell you what, when Damon Adams first started, I was a little unsure about how it was going to go because he was a bit like an excited puppy. and he did also make me question the validity of private education with his lack of, you know, grasp and basic concepts like this week and next week. And also the pronunciation of the words ball and bowl. But despite that, and the fact that he was annoyingly loud and perky in the mornings and the loudest singer of all time, he was a beautiful, beautiful person. And he still is. I mean, he's not dead or anything. I would say that we had so many amazing times together. We shared a passion for music. So as if we didn't spend enough time together at work, we would also go to gigs together. One of the best gigs of all time, the Foo Fighters concert. Oh, epic. I do remember one circumstance where Damon spent an entire interview calling someone by the wrong name. Well, actually, to be fair, he did start the interview calling the guy the right name, but then halfway through just switched it up and started calling him something else entirely. A guy who is terrible with names. But Damon Adams, the amazing thing about you is that your heart is as big as your giant noggin, and I love you to absolute bits. You're an incredible human. You have an amazing passion for radio, and I miss your face. Like, heaps, actually.
Hey, Damon, it's Mel D here. Congratulations on 1,000 shows. I can't believe it, but you know what? I can believe it. You are one of the most hardworking, dedicated radio professionals I've ever had the pleasure to work with. I mean, I'm just so thrilled that you decided to change careers mid-career. I really admire that, and I'm really not surprised that you've got to 1,000 shows. Congratulations, mate. Well done.
Hi, Damon. It's Mum. Congratulations on 1,000 shows. You know that Dad and I were a bit concerned when you decided to switch careers, but we weren't really surprised because you've always loved all things media, and we were really pleased that you finally had a use for all that music, TV shows, movies and electronic game paraphernalia that you had stored in your brain. Took a lot of nerve and confidence to give up a successful career and head in a completely different direction. And we're very proud of the fact that you were prepared to back yourself and follow your passion. Love you.
Hey Damon, Carly here. Congratulations on your 1,000th radio show. That is absolutely incredible. I still remember you calling me and telling me that you got the radio job and just how excited we were. You brighten up so many people's mornings by the work you do, and I am enormously proud of you. Here's to the next 1,000. P.S. I particularly love your singing on the show, so keep it up, big brother.
Hey, babe. Happy 1,000th show. Congratulations. We're so proud of you. Riley, Hazel and I just love listening to you on the radio each morning. You put a smile on our faces, and I'm sure that you put a big smile on all your listeners' faces too. Love from your wife, Lauren.
Hi, Dad. Happy 1,000th radio show. I always like when you do games with Molly. Love from Molly.
Hi, Daddy. Happy 1,000th show. I love listening to you playing lyrical headlines with Molly. Love, Hazel.
And there it is.
Oh, God. Well, okay, I got about halfway through that before I started crying. 1,000 shows, and that's the first time Lauren's voice has been off the radio.
I know. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to pull this off, Damon.
It's funny, you know, like, you do want to give all of yourself when you do this job, and, you know, that includes telling stories about everyone you know.
Yeah.
And dipping into their lives. But Laura was just like, I'm never going to be on the radio. And we've tried a couple of times throughout the years to make that happen. The very first time. So, hey, kudos to pulling that one off.
Your face when her voice came on was very, very beautiful.
I think when I heard Crystal and Mel, like a lot of people that we've loved throughout the journey. And, of course, Crystal was my co-host on the show for a long, long time. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of special bonds that are created, and you know, it does kind of wash through your mind how special that the whole journey along the way has been. So, you know, thank you for for doing that. Yeah, it's very emotional. Like, it's the strangest thing.
Yeah, I'm really glad that you liked it because I have copped a lot of flack from you for being bad at giving gifts. And I thought, well, God, the pressure's on. What can I do that's not a gift but would be something you'd be able to keep forever and remember the time that you've had on this show? And thankfully, everyone came to the party, but my God, I spent a lot of hours trying to edit that thing together.
Rustle them all up. Listen, yeah, no, I thank you very, very much. And to all the kind words that you may have shared on Facebook or Instagram or any of the places over the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does make it all very worthwhile.
Yeah, and I hope you can see how much we all care about you and we all think you're a very, you know, talented, special individual, Damon. I feel very lucky that I have you as my co-host because it can be a lot worse and I've experienced that before. And you're a genuinely beautiful person. You're very talented. You've got a really good heart. And at the end of the day, you know, I'm really, really thankful that we get to do this and I'm so proud of you.
Oh, God, I got to hydrate. I got to bring some more water back into the body.
I feel like we need to hug now.
We'll do that.